I will not go to bed without reading some poetry and without sharing the voice of a great poet. It's coming up to 1 o'clock in the morning. Have you ever seen the Pacific Ocean? Well, Robert Frost wrote a poem called Once by the Pacific. Once by the Pacific. And I'm going to let you hear him read his poem. It's only 50 seconds long. And then I'm going to read it. Then I'm going to go to bed. So here we have Robert Frost.
Once by the Pacific, the shattered water made a misty din. Great waves looked over others coming in and thought of doing something to the shore that water never did to land before. The clouds were low and hairy in the skies, like locks blown forward in the gleam of eyes. You could not tell, and yet it looked as if the shore was lucky in being back by cliff, the cliff in being back by continent. It looked as if a night of dark intent was coming, and not only a night, an age. Someone had better be prepared for rage. There would be more than ocean water broken before God's last put out the light was spoken.
Well, how do you follow that? Well, let's see. Once by the Pacific by Robert Frost. Read by me, Paul O'Mahony. The shattered water made a misty din. Great waves looked over others coming in and thought of doing something to the shore that water never did to land before. The clouds were low and hairy in the skies, like locks blown forward in the gleam of eyes. You could not tell, and yet it looked as if the shore was lucky in being backed by cliff. The cliff in being backed by continent. It looked as if a night of dark intent was coming, and not only a night, an age. Someone had better be prepared for rage. There would be more than ocean water broken before God's last put out the light was spoken. It's always worth reading the poem again. Once by the Pacific. Once by the Pacific. The shattered water made a misty din. Great waves looked over others coming in and thought of doing something to the shore that water never did to land before. The shattered water made a misty din. Great waves looked over others coming in and thought of doing something to the shore that water never did to land before. The clouds were low and hairy in the skies. The clouds were low and hairy in the skies, like locks blown forward in the gleam of eyes. You could not tell, and yet it looked as if the shore was lucky in being backed by cliff. The cliff in being backed by continent. The shore was lucky in being backed by cliff. The cliff in being backed by continent. It looked as if a night of dark intent was coming. A night of dark intent was coming, and not only a night, an age. Someone had better be prepared for rage. Someone had better be prepared for rage. There would be more than ocean water broken before God's last "put out the light" was spoken. More than ocean water broken before God's last "put out the light" was spoken. And there we have something that looks for all the world like a sonnet. And I'm just going to count the lines. That's 4, 8, a sonnet. Din rhymes with in, shore rhymes with before, skies with eyes, if with cliff. Continent, intent, age, rage, broken, spoken. Yes, certainly the scattered water made a misty din. Thank you, Robert Frost. May you rest in peace.